at 561-833-3753.
Did you hear the good news?
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Today's topic is God Loves You. When my son was a teenager, God used him to save a young boy from drowning while whitewater rafting along the Nantahala River. When asked by a reporter how he was able to save the young boy, my son replied, "It was the hand of God." That's the good news of God's love. It reaches out to save us when we are drowning, not from water, but from our sin. From Genesis to Revelation, the story of humanity's lowest depth and God's highest height can be expressed in the 25 beautiful words of John 3:16, which declares, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This great verse portrays God's nature as a God who loves deeply, and it shows God's rescue plan for mankind through the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. Let's take a closer look at this great verse. God, the greatest lover, so loved the greatest degree, the world, the greatest company, that he gave the greatest act, his only begotten Son, the greatest gift, that whosoever, the greatest opportunity, believeth, the greatest simplicity, in him, the greatest attraction, should not perish, the greatest promise, but the greatest difference, have the greatest certainty, everlasting life, the greatest possession. God loves you more in 1 second than anyone could love you in a lifetime. But are your feelings or circumstances blocking you from accepting God's love? It doesn't matter if you are young or old, rich or poor, educated or illiterate, tall or short, big or small, single or married, straight or gay, sophisticated or ordinary, black or white, or anyone in between, God still loves you. Remember, we have all violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. Yet, be encouraged, because God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, trust and obey his word, and know that God is love and God loves you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, mighty Counselor, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is Wait on the Lord, Part 2. My scripture is Psalm 41:6, which states, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, not such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare to and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears has been opened. Burnt offering and sin offering has thou not required. My text is Psalm 41, which says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. David sang a song of deliverance. An ungodly heart emerging from trouble has the sense of relief, escape, not deliverance. Like a shipwrecked man swimming for his life, heaved by a high wave on shore, not like sinking Peter, caught in the hands of Jesus, treading the waves at his Savior's side. The difference is immense. Was it worthwhile for the mariner to be shipwrecked, half drowned, and lose his all for the pleasure of standing again on dry ground? Certainly not. He has lost much, gained nothing. But was it worthwhile for Peter to go through that terrible experience? Have the night been twice as dark, the storm twice as fierce? Had he sunk to the very bottom, it would have been a small price to pay for the joy of feeling himself grasped and lifted up in the Savior's hand, the triumph of walking on the raging waters at his side. David sang a song of forgiveness. The deliverance celebrated was not from mere calamity, but from guilt and its terrible consequences. Only Jesus, who knew no sin, be made sin for us. Even praise unto our God. Mercy and praise are cause and effect. The deliverance produces praise. The phrase our God shows how David instinctively identifies himself with his people. A mercy shown on him is one shown to them. The phrase, all Israel shall hear and fear, is used of the effect produced by the capital punishment of a high-handed transgressor of the law. There may be an allusion here to Absalom's end, which was probably followed by a certain number of executions. And shall trust in the Lord, that is, shall have their faith in God strengthened. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, so as to depend on them and to become like them. Absalom's followers are probably the persons intended. Not such as turn aside to lies, that is, prefer falsehood to truth. The cause of the ungodly to that of God himself. It is not only for his recent deliverance that the psalmist owes thanks and gratitude to God. God's mercies in the past have been countless and have laid him under unspeakable obligations. God's thoughtfulness for man, his consideration and providential care, desire praise and thanks equally with his wondrous works. They are so numerous that it is impossible to count. Many of them, moreover, and secret, and escape our notice. Words, therefore, are insufficient. One's recent reception of God's help is not complete until it gives public thanks with the faithful in worship. These deliverances express God's steadfast love and faithfulness. Will the right return be for sacrifices and burnt offerings? No. The psalmist answers to himself, it is not these which God really desires. Samuel had already preached the doctrine, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. 1 Samuel 15:22. David goes further. Apart from a spirit of obedience, sacrifices and offerings are not desired or required at all. Rather, as Isaiah says, they are a weariness and an abomination. Isaiah 1:11. The one thing needed is obedience, a cheerful, willing obedience to all that God reveals as his will. An open ear is one ready to listen to and obey God's words. Have you found yourself in a pit or the miry clay and could not get out by yourself? The psalmist cried unto God. God hears and will incline his ear unto you. He will deliver you. He knows how to bring you out. When you cannot get yourself out of a bad situation, call on God. Not only will he deliver you, but he will give you a new song. Do you have a song? When you are happy, you have something to sing about. Isaiah said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Wait on the Lord. If you wait on God, he will pick you up and turn you around and place your feet on solid ground. He will be your deliverer. He will hear your cry. He will see about you. Jesus hung, bled, and died on the cross for you and I so that we could have forgiveness for our sins. So let us turn our lives over to him by being obedient to what he tells us to do. Measles outbreak expands in West Texas around county with low vaccination rate. By Deidre McPhillips, CNN, published February 7, 2025. A recent share of U.S. kindergartners had an exemption for required vaccinations last year, leaving more than 125,000 new school children without coverage for at least one state-mandated vaccine, according to data published by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in October. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has set a new goal. At least 95% of children in kindergarten will have gotten two doses of the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, a threshold necessary to help prevent outbreaks of the highly contagious disease. The U.S. has now fallen short of that threshold for 4 years in a row. Measles, mumps, rubella vaccine coverage is particularly low in Gaines County, where nearly 1 in 5 incoming kindergartens in the 2023-24 school year did not get the vaccine. The 18% vaccine exemption rate for the county is one of the lowest in the state, according to data from the Texas Department Health Centers. At the state level, vaccine exemptions were highest in Idaho, where more than 14% of incoming kindergartens did not have their required shots, according to CDC data from last school year. Texas overall was slightly above the national average, with about 4% exemptions. Measles is an airborne disease that can cause serious health consequences, including death, especially for young and unvaccinated children. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael. You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was